Hey guys, it's Cheekies from Cheekies and Chill. Cleaning today? Well, not exactly my idea of fun, but wait a second. Is Fabuloso involved? Because that's different. Cleaning with Fabuloso 2x concentrated cleaner turns chores into fiestas. Fabuloso pairs twice the concentrated cleaning power with long-lasting lavender freshness. From showers to countertops, floors to doorknobs, it leaves your whole home smelling and feeling like a fresh oasis. You may never love cleaning, but you will love a home cleaned with Fabuloso. So make your home dramatically clean with Fabuloso. Pick some up today at your favorite store. Fabuloso 2x concentrated formula provides 2x more active ingredients versus non-concentrated Fabuloso original. Use as directed.
This is CBS Eye on the World. Here's John Batchelor.
My good colleague, Gordon Chang at Gordon G. Chang, investigating we are the recent conflict between India and Pakistan, extending the battle that's raged for decades since the middle of the 20th century, but this time with new high-performance weaponry and systems and lessons learned here, everybody's watching very carefully. There's no guarantee that the action is over. The word ceasefire applies. However, we welcome Rick Fisher, the Senior Fellow of the International Assessment and Strategy Center. We're going to go right to lessons learned. Rick, what I have confirmed these last days by repetition is that the Indian Air Force lost 3 high-performance French warplanes, 1 high-performance Russian warplane, and perhaps 2, a MiG and a Sukhoi, and that the Pakistani Air Force, that the only thing that I have is they lost perhaps 1 F-16 of an older variance. That's what I have so far. But taking all this into account, we have air defense systems, we have threat alerts, and we have that story that continues that there was a strike package directed at or near or in the vicinity of the nuclear weapon arsenal of Pakistan, so much so there was alarm in world capitals. Lessons learned, Rick. Good day to you.
Good day, John. Good day, Gordon. Lesson number one, John, is that nuclear weapons mattered in this conflict, that both sides could strike each other with nuclear weapons, forced India to constrain its campaign, to tailor its strikes against the terrorist sites, all to avoid escalation that unfortunately was on the way to avoid a nuclear exchange. And the American intervention coming nearly at the last minute when India feared that Pakistan was considering a nuclear escalation turned the tide away from a potential real nuclear exchange. And the Trump administration, as has for since Saturday, been talking about its role in the ceasefire, and President Trump, of course, taking credit for that. But beyond that lesson, John, yes, if your military is based on Chinese weaponry, you now have more options, more Chinese options to deter or attack your enemy.
Lesson number one. All right. Gordon, you have a question about lesson number one.
Rick, did I hear you say that Pakistan was actually thinking of striking India with nuclear weapons?
That was a reported Indian fear, Gordon, expressed to American officials. That helped to prompt their jumping into the fray to help arrange the ceasefire on May 10.
You have an article, Rick, that suggests that there was a National Command Center meeting in Islamabad or Rawalpindi. What does that mean?
Well, that's kind of like the Pakistani National Security Council, and it is the body that would make nuclear-related decisions about nuclear use, nuclear buildup, etc.
Second lesson, what about the weapon systems? How did they perform? What's the measure?
Well, John, the Chinese get to walk away with several prizes. They have demonstrated that their technology is capable of taking on almost the best of the West. If all you can afford is a 4-plus generation fighter, that the Chinese can give you a missile that could probably outrange the missiles of your adversary and either deter them or take them down in combat. What has been reported, at least, is that on May 6 to 7, we were treated to the world's so far largest beyond visual range aerial contest, about 75 Indian fighters versus about 45 Pakistani fighters. And it's not just the range of the radar of the Pakistani J-10CE, roughly 200 kilometers, and the range of their PL-15 missiles, roughly 200 kilometers. It's the total electronic environment that the Pakistanis were able to create with their radar aircraft, both Chinese and Swedish, their ground-based radar, their ground-based electronic intelligence, and the data links between the aircraft and the missiles, and the data links between the aircraft and the AWACS, the radar planes. All of this worked for Pakistan to be able to take down, as they claim, 5 Indian fighters, including 3 French 4.5 generation Rafale fighters.
Gordon, you have a question for Rick on lesson 2.
Rick, what you were saying sort of reminds me of the Battle of Coral Sea at the beginning of World War II, where you have the first battle, naval battle, where surface combatants did not see each other. Is this comparable in importance, where you have, you said, the largest aerial battle and nobody sees each other?
Yeah, there was no close range air-to-air combat. The aircraft of India and Pakistan did not violate each other's territory. So this was a very long range combat in which the long range Chinese missiles combined with the radar on the J-10CEs and the support of the AWACS systems proved decisive for Pakistan.
Rick, F-35, would it have made a difference on either side?
Absolutely, John. The F-35 early version has electro-optical sensors with an unclassified range of 800 miles. The F-35 would have been able to see the Pakistani aircraft well out of range of the Pakistani missiles and wouldn't have even had to have fired its own missiles. It could have directed ground-launched surface-to-air missiles to take out the Pakistani aircraft.
So what we're looking at here is that Lockheed has a superior weapon system that everybody's going to want.
I don't think anybody is going to choose a J-10CE if they can buy an F-35. That is a very definite point.
Gordon, it looks like the Chinese didn't steal good enough.
Well, I mean, what we have here are two poorly trained air forces going after each other with not top-of-the-line equipment. And the really important point is what happens when you have an F-22 or an F-35 going up after China's best planes, or for that matter, Russia's best planes. This is still unanswered for us.
Gordon Chang at Gordon G. Chang, Rick Fisher of International Assessment and Strategy Center, Lessons Learned. I'm John Batchelor.
Chances are you've been to the doctor recently, and you probably handed over your insurance, your ID, and even your Social Security number. Your doctor is just one of many places that has your personal info. And if any of them accidentally expose your details, you could be at risk for identity theft. LifeLock monitors millions of data points a second. If you become a victim, they'll fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18+. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.